This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a surah a day. Alhamdulillah. And we're on the 92nd chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Layl. Now, you will notice that this surah immediately follows some of the greater chapters in the Quran, which have very similar themes, but it's about opposites. So the surah that's right before it is Ash-Shams, which is begins with the rising sun and the daybreak and so on. Inversely, this surah is the nighttime. And it's almost as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that there are two kinds of people: those who live in the day, those who live in the night, those who enjoy the light, those who seek the dark, those who seek faith, and those who seek other than faith. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about dualities. Now Allah speaks about this in the surah in a number of ways. He makes an oath by both the night and day, the creation of both the male and the female. Allah speaks about the struggles of people, that there are those who will spend in the path of Allah, those who are fearing of Allah, and those who testify to the truth. And then there's the opposite, those who are stingy and don't spend in the path of God, don't assist others. There are those who are arrogant in their way of Allah rather than being fearful of Him. And there are those who deny the truth rather than testifying of it. In the end, Allah says, everyone will be compensated. That is the overall theme of this surah. Now, one of the key things that's important to remember is that this surah was revealed in Mecca. And this surah, most of the commentators say, was revealed at around the time that the persecution of the Sahaba began. This surah is related, and some commentators mention that its verses correlate with the story of Bilal radiallahu anhu, and how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhumah purchased his freedom. And in it are verses that we will highlight that speak of this. Some of the key things that I would like for you to consider, inshallah, as we begin discussing the surah, is that Allah speaks about humans taking different paths. And we saw this in the previous surah, in the surahs that preceded it. هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. We lead mankind to two paths, إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either they're thankful or they are ungrateful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that human beings take different paths. Nobody lives life in the same way. Everyone has different challenges. Everyone has different successes. And everyone needs to make their choices in life. And you hear this in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He speaks about the generalities of the choices that we make should be focused in that which is pleasing Him and distant away from Allah, from that which displeases Allah. Allah asks us, which path are we going to seek? And He then identifies by His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which path is beloved by Allah and which path is despised by Allah. Allah speaks about the destruction of the one who thinks that their wealth, their health, their children, their prosperity, their social status will ever be able to prevail and save them. Allah asks how a person's wealth will benefit them on the day that they're entombed in the day of judgment. Where will their wealth come to them and assist them in that moment where they are in need of everyone? So remember those concepts as we begin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahim, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the night as it envelops, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, and the day as it appears with its brightness. There's the duality. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, it is He, Allah, who created both the male and the female, has made equity between them. All of them are distinct in their in their characteristics and in their nature, but they have an equity between them that is made equal standing before Allah. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Know certainly that your efforts and your deeds are diverse and of different paths. All of you have different lives. All of you will have different experiences. But in the end, it's the righteous characteristics that are endeared and pleasing to Allah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. As for he who gives from his wealth and keeps his duty, his fear of Allah in mind. As for the one who is committed to the help and assistance of others, and in their heart they have a piety of Allah, they give their zakah, they give their alms, they give their duty. And of the things that we talk about, i'ta', the things you give, one is the obligatory zakah. Two is that you spend on the needs of others, even when it's just supurgatory and not requested by you. Three is that it's voluntary kindness that you show to both the wealthy and the poor. And number four, that you seek to assist any action that is pleasing in the path of Allah, whether it's in the propagation of faith and the establishment of good in society. وصدق بالحسنى, the one who has a belief in الحسنى. Qatada radiallahu an, rahmatullahi alayh, one of the students of the Sahaba ibn Abbas, he says الحسنى here refers to compensating the deeds mentioned in the previous verses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you must have a belief that what you spend, that you will earn its compensation by Allah. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that person who seeks to do goodwill by others, I will make a smooth path for them to ease them into good deeds. And therefore, this is an amazing thing. When you do good, Allah gives you opportunities to do more good. And Allah opens your heart to doing better and better righteous deeds. Whoever fears Allah, مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنْ لَهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, one who fears his Lord, keeps his duty to Allah, I will make his matter easy for them until they reach Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, Allah speaks about the opposite. As for the one who is greedy, miserly, stingy, and thinks himself as self-sufficient, I don't need to give anyone anything, like Abu Jahl, طَغَى وَاسْتَغْنَى, he thought himself, he can suffice himself, that this means, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, they deny that there's a compensation or reward in the akhir. They don't believe that if I give something in the dunya from my wealth, that I will get something greater in the akhirah and more in the dunya. وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, the one who withholds, then we will make his path sloping towards that which is sinful, a path towards evil. The one whose heart is closed and doesn't wish to do righteousness will make his path leading away from Allah. وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى, and what will his wealth avail them? What will your wealth and success and name and reputation help you, avail you with, when you go down to a path of destruction? You've already lost, you just haven't gotten there yet, but you've lost at the very beginning. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لِلْهُدَى, Allah says, truly it is upon us to give guidance to those who are fitting for it. The one who is deserving, the one whose heart and nature seeks us, the one who is loving of God, that I will give them further and further guidance and lead them to a path of righteousness. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى, and truly to us, to Allah, belong the last and the first of this world. The last meaning the next life, and the first world, the life that we live today. فَأَنذِرْهُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى, warn them, Ya Muhammad, of the blazing fire. Tell them that there's a severity of punishment for the one who turns away from me. لا يصلها إلا الأشقى, none shall enter it except the worst and most wretched amongst mankind. It's not meant to be for the person who wanted good, who sought good, who had a good heart. الذي كذب وتولى, their characteristics is that they were those who were deniers of the truth and turned away from it when they recognize it. At first they deny it without knowing its truth, but then when it becomes clear it's a truth, they still turn away. كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى, at first they deny, no, it's not true. Then when they understand it is the truth, they turn away from it wholeheartedly. Prophet ﷺ said, everyone shall enter Jannah illa man aba, except the one who says, I don't want to get to enter paradise. They said, who would refuse themselves? Who would disobey? Who would turn away and say, I don't want to enter paradise? He said, man ata'ani dakhal al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba, the one who obeys me, obeys faithfulness, shall enter paradise. The one who turns away from it has refused himself entrance. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى, the muttaqun, the people of piety, will be far removed from hellfire. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى, and here are the verses that many of the commentators say describe Abu Bakr, like the example of the one who spends from their wealth for increasing their self-purification. He wanted to have tazkiyah, he wanted to purify himself and his wealth. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى, and who has in his mind no favor for anyone to pay him back. Meaning he knows that Bilal, once he's freed him, he's not going to have the wealth to pay him back. He's doing it, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى, it is only done seeking the countess of his Lord, the face of his Lord, the Most High. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى, and surely Allah will please him on the day that Allah seeks to please him. In this dunya, Abu Bakr was pleased with the company of the Prophet ﷺ, with the nearness of the Prophet ﷺ, and in the akhirah, he will be pleased with the company of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Allahumma ajma'na bihim ya Rabb. O Allah, join us with Muhammad and the Nabiyeen ﷺ, and with his Sahaba, at the head of them, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu wa ardah. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. A surah a day, surah al-layl, it's chapter 92 of the Qur'an. I hope you join me for more on my YouTube channel, Imam Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.